How'd you feel about Seattle and where you're going forward this week? What'd you learn?
Yeah, I thought we did some good things in Seattle. You know, I thought those guys up front played really well. Both in the pass game and in the run game, you know, I thought they played really solid. So, yeah, I think that was encouraging. I think we did some good things, and, you know, we're just trying to build on that moving forward.
We always hear about this game three being a pivotal game because the starters play longer and all that. Do you look at it that way?
Yeah, obviously, traditionally, it's the game where you get the most work. And usually, you know, whether or not you play in the fourth preseason game or not, you know, typically you don't play a ton. So, you know, this is kind of usually the last chance to go out there and get a lot accomplished. And so, you know, I think it is important for us to go out there, you know, and play well so that we can have some, you know, things to build off kind of going forward into week one.
When you say hope to accomplish some things, is there anything specific that you want to get done in the third game?
You know, just go out there and really execute. I think, you know, just be sharp. You know, I don't think there's anything else that you can really say. If we get a chance to run a two-minute drill or run some no huddle, you know, I think that would be nice, you know, to kind of rep that and kind of work through some of that stuff. But other than that, I think it's just go out there and execute what we have in, execute what's called, you know, and look crisp.
What is it about Delvin Cook that's allowed him to step in so quickly and even stand out in that last game?
Yeah, you know, he's just really sharp. Mentally, for him to be able to come in and grasp everything that, you know, we've asked him to do and asked him to learn, I think that's been one of the more impressive things about him. It's not easy to come in, you know, and learn an offense and to be able to go out there, and do your job on every play. When you're young, you're thinking a lot, there's a lot going on, and, you know, sometimes speed gets to you, but for him, it's been really seamless. You know, it's like we put a play in, we put a protection in, we put a scheme in, and it's like he's got it. And so I think just his ability to really grasp everything, you know, not just in the run game, but, you know, he's really good in protection, which I think is key, you know, for him to be able to be out there, you know, first, second, and third down. You know, just all of that, I think, has been what's allowed him to step out there and be successful.
Is it unusual for a rookie from when you've been around, just to pick it up that fast, the offense?
I would say it's probably more uncommon than it is common. For him to be able to come in, like I said, and just grasp the entire playbook, the entire offense, you know, it's not like we've limited him in any ways and created certain packages for him. I mean, we've pretty much thrown everything at him, and he's shown that he's able to handle that, which is, I think, what's very impressive.
I know you've talked about last year before, but with the one-year mark of Teddy's injury coming up and your trade here, do you remember when you heard about Teddy going down or what your initial thoughts were?
You know, obviously I was in Philadelphia when it happened, and I think the first thing is I just felt for him. Obviously having gone through two ACL injuries and one of them happening in the preseason, you know, I know how frustrating it is, you know, to not even be able to make it to the regular season, you know, and really how painful it is to just have everything that you've worked for taken away from you. And so, you know, I think I called Pat, you know, that night just to check on him and see how he was doing. You know, because as a quarterback, you just hate to see it happen to someone else.
Did you know right away that it was a season-ending kind of thing? Could you tell right away? What's that like?
I knew I was in a lot of pain. I didn't really know what it was until they told me. And then obviously when you hear the news, you know, you kind of know what it is.
What's it been like to get to know Teddy a little bit?
It's been great. It's been fun. I think this year, you know, especially during training camp, just having him around in meetings, you know, and being able, you know, to learn from him, to hear his opinion on things that we're doing in the offense, things that maybe he's done in the past, things that he liked, you know, to hear some of his ideas and, you know, to be able to talk to him about his experiences, what he likes for certain coverages. It's been really enjoyable just to have him in and involved.
Sam, regarding the importance of this kind of dress rehearsal on Sunday, have you noticed in your career that how the offense does in the preseason kind of carries into the regular season? If the offense is doing well, does it do well in the to start the regular season? Is there much of a carryover? Or?
Not really. I've been on some teams that went undefeated and looked really great in the preseason, and then the regular season came and it looked like a completely different team. You know, with that being said, I think every time you step on the field, you want to go out there and you want to be sharp and you want to play well, because I think when you do play well, You know, it just gives everyone in the room confidence. You know, it gives us something to build on. It gives us, you know, if there's any momentum before the season starts, you know, going out there and playing well and executing, you know, I think it just makes everyone feel a little bit better about what we're doing as an offense.
The chemistry between you and Adam obviously had great chemistry last year. How has that kind of developed through training camp to this point now?
Yeah, you know, it's been great with Adam, obviously. You know, last year he was primarily used outside. And then this year he's actually playing a little bit more in the slot. And so just trying to develop that chemistry with some of those routes on the inside, you know, just spending a little bit extra time in OTAs, you know, just getting a feel for how he sees things from the slot. You know, it's a little bit different in there. Coverages are a little bit different, you know, especially against zone coverage. It's kind of finding voids, kind of finding openings, having a feel for how to get open. And so just having those conversations with him, you know, trying to get on the same page. But, you know, it's been great so far.
Rotating a lot of guys with the ones on the offensive line, or are you very cognizant of who's in, who's out on every play at practice, or are you just kind of going?
And it would be way too hard to try to keep up with that.
Jeremiah Searles wound up being an unlikely receiver of a pass the other night. Did you guys take a look at that one?
We did. You know, obviously it was impressive by Searles to go ahead and snag that one. I think we got 5 yards. Obviously, it wasn't intended to work like that, but it was a great reaction by him.
You talk about being impressed with Cook. Is Elflein someone else, rookie, that you've been impressed with? You know, he's got a lot of PT so far.
Yeah, you know, Pat's done a great job as well. You know, obviously, to come in as a rookie and to play center, you know, I think that's even tougher given the fact that, you know, he's the one who's kind of setting protections. He's setting the point in the run game. You know, he's the one in charge of communicating to all those guys out there. But, you know, he's come in, he's done a great job. You know, he's worked really hard. I think if you just look at where he's come, you know, from OTAs until now, you know, both in protection, you know, and some of the run game stuff, you know, the checks that we're asking him to do, I think it's been nice to see his development in that time.
Couple last ones for Sam.
Going once.
All right.